Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Bonds, the weekly podcast from INR Bonds. I'm Arjun Patsarthi. And investors get an yield of 7.34% for a 40-year G-Sec, which is an annualized yield of 7.47%, as G-Secs gives pay interest on a semi-annual basis. So the government auctioned a new 40-year bond that is maturing in 2064 at a yield of 7.34%. And does it make sense? At 7.34%, let's look at what all you can get at 7.34%. One is that you can get fixed deposits from banks at around these levels. You can get AAA PSU bonds, which is 3 year, 5 year, 10 year, most made of maturities at around these levels. You can get short-term commercial papers of top higher safety rated issuers at well over 7.34%. Bank certificate of deposits offer higher than 7.34%. All these are less than 1 year maturity. You have state development loans, which is akin to almost the Government of India risk, as RBI and the Government of India provides them overdraft facilities in case they have a shortfall in repaying their bondholders. They are well over 7.34%. The government bond itself, if you take the 5 year, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 15 year, 20 year, 30 year bonds, they all give you in a range of around 7.15% to 7.30%. Some of them even can even give 7.34% and higher if they are illiquid bonds. So what drives an investor to invest at 7.34% in a 40-year bond? So clearly the kind of investors who look at such long tenor bonds are investors with very long term liabilities, which is an insurance company that has issued a policy, for example, lifetime policy, and they have a liability to pay off, right, as the policy matures. So they invest. Then you have the provident funds, and where the liability is the lifetime of the employment, and they have a long-term liability, and they invest in 40-year bonds. But again, if you really look at it, the kind of returns that a government fixes on provident funds, and also the kind of the policies that insurance companies issue, especially if it's not, they are market-linked policies, then this kind of a yield clearly poses a big risk for them, as there could be, supposing inflation trends higher over a long period of time, then they could face a very large shortfall in their corpus to service their liabilities. So the clear consideration for investors to invest in a 40-year bond at 7.34% is that their view on long-term inflation is very positive. That is, inflation should stay low for a very, very long period of time. And that should also mean that their view on the Government of India maintaining its focus on fiscal prudence, that is, the government should not excessively borrow, spend too much of money to promote growth, and then make inflation shoot up in the economy. And this means that India should have a political stability for 40-year period of time, where all the governments who are coming have fiscal prudence and are very positive and are able to manage the growth and inflation expectations very well. And on a global scale as well, investors should have the ability to should have the view that on a macro footing, the Indian rupee is on a pretty strong wicket, and that because of its weakness, inflation cannot be exported to India, than from global markets. Globally itself, all the political situation, geopolitical situation, macroeconomic fundamentals, all of them should remain stable. So this means that investors have a very strong long-term positive view on very many factors to actually put money, give the government of India money, 40-year money at 7.34%. Now, there have been cases. What is the risk in this for the investor? Now, let's take an example of the pension funds in Europe, where and the UK, where at the peak of COVID, when central banks forced long-term rates to be 0% or even negative, and then once inflation started to rise, all these pension funds and long-term investors, insurance companies, are now facing a huge loss of minus point of 50% and above on their investments in long-term government bonds. Even if the point was at 0%, they didn't receive anything. So that means at that time, they had a view that inflation will be deflation for a 40-year period. Now that's a very strong view to take. Having said that, this is the kind of risk that has happened. And we had a case in the UK where pension funds were seeing a huge problem, and the government actually and the Bank of England had to step in to help them in terms of containing the market forces. But in India, we do have much more stable flows into the insurance and the provident fund sector. Having said that, still the fact is that having a 40-year view that inflation will stay down for a period of time is clearly looking is clearly at is living in a fool's paradise. So the view is mostly short term in terms of the current view of the investors are positive. That's why they are looking to bid for these bonds at such low level of interest rates. So what it means for other investors is that if this long-term view is positive, at least for now, or for the next 1 to 2 years, then there could be an opportunity for investors who invest in, say, 10, 15, and 20, or 30, 20-year government bond. To make capital gains on the view that inflation will go down and that the RBI can keep rates steady or even cut rates, and the government will stay fiscally prudent, and there'll be more demand for government bonds than supply, and all put together the government bond yields can go down and there could be price appreciation for investors. Also, investors can look to invest in, say, 3 to 5 year bonds, corporate bonds, which are fundamentally good corporate bonds, giving higher yields over the period, given that the short term, at least the near term view, that is 1 to 2 year view of long term investors, are positive. So this, apart from, while not advocating, I don't know, that's a 40-year bond at 7.34%. But this could mean that there are opportunities elsewhere on the fixed income market for investors. That's the way to look at it. And this does benefit, gives an opportunity, like signal for investors to take a short-term view on markets, which is 1 to 2 year or 3 year view, and take their investment positions accordingly. Thank you very much for listening in, and do follow us on our podcast channels. And if you're a financial advisor looking to provide the best bonds for investment for their clients' portfolios, do log into our partner portal. See the best bonds available for your investors and check all the information that is provided, the price transparency that you can get, and the easiest of investment settlement, the investment process for your clients.